happy. With your host, Ian Levin. Except Ian Levin's not here right now. Who's going to be your host doing this?
And I get it in the dark. And I put your coffee on.
And now here's your help, Ian Levin. We're just gonna play a little more fucking music for a second. We'll be right back. Officially time to start the open mic with your host, Ian Levy.
Oh, my Lord, the mic has started. It's time for the comics to get out of the room. That's how this works. Oh, my goodness. We are going. We're doing comedy things. I have a burrito waiting for me in the back. Is this the right mic? Are we good? It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not up for some reason.
Talking to another one.
Yeah, why not?
How's this one? Is this one better? There we go. Okay. Fuck this mic. Okay. I just came straight from work. I have a burrito. By work, I told my chef that this happened like half an hour ago. I told the cook in the back. I said, "Hey, a girl. This is true. She gave me her phone number at work today." And then the cook said, it was Manny. He was like, you shouldn't lead women on like that, Ian. And I was like, what do you mean, Manny? I'm single. I'm not leading her on. And he's like, yeah, but you are gay. Which I just thought was really funny. It was just, it's been a while. I've been in San Francisco too long. No one had called me gay to hurt my feelings in a long time, but it was still effective and still funny. So that was, I recently learned, I don't think people tell me enough stuff. This happened the other day. My mom is applying for a job with the coroner's office in Nevada City. Yet she did not tell me she was applying for a job with the coroner's office. So I got home and found a letter that said Nevada City Coroner's Office, and I opened it up and it said in regards to Ellen Levy. And I just, my first thought was just, did my mom die and the family forget to tell me? So that was that. It was a good time. It was good. I got a whole bunch of more high. This list is really long. And there's like five people here. So this something doesn't add up. Okay. I think you got somewhere to go, don't you? Don't you? Okay. You know, yeah, I'll just add my bits in between other people's bits. Okay, guys, are you ready to get happy hours started? Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, this first guy. Oh, he's a real funny man. Please give it up for Adam Burlstein. Hey.
Yeah, hurry up, Ian. I need to bomb and leave. So it's nice to be here in beautiful San Francisco. A little history about San Francisco. Do you guys know when it was founded? First discovered? 1776. Do you know by which country? First country to discover San Francisco. Spain. But they didn't call it San Francisco. Do you know what they called it? They called it Than from the Fifth Go. I think it's very serendipitous that Spain was the country to discover San Francisco, because they look Mexican and they sound gay, which is basically what San Francisco is anyway. I'm in a very good mood today. A really close friend of mine was asked to go on tour with a national headliner, and it got canceled. So I'm very happy about that. I was very jealous. I always trying to be healthier. I'm starting to eat more vegetables and stuff like that. I'm not good at it though. Like, I'll go to the store and I'll like buy all this like organic shit, and then I'll put it in my fridge and I'll just like never eat it ever. Just like, I feel like I'm doing the opposite of farming, where people like take seeds and plant them in the ground. I just take vegetables and plant them in my refrigerator and wait for them to become compost. I'm like, no, I'm not growing green beans. I'm making a future plastic cup. All right, could be something there. But San Francisco is so health conscious that, like, I ever thought, like, I always think, like, if there's, like, an apocalypse or something and we all become, like, cannibals and start eating each other, we'd all be, like, really health conscious, like, cannibals. Like, you know, we'd eat vegetarian people because they're grass-fed, and we'd eat homeless people because they're free-range. They're out. They're not confined into a house anywhere. See, this joke doesn't work that well, but let me try it out here. So, I was never good with girls growing up. I remember back in college, my doormate would put a sock on the doorknob to let me know he had a girl over, and I would put a sock on my dick to let him know that I didn't. Okay. And, remember one time I was in middle school, I played Spin the Bottle, and it landed on a girl who did not want to kiss me, but she had to, because that's the rule. So when she kissed me, it's like she got hit by a ball and walked to first base. Hit by a ball, walked to first base. Okay. I was talking to my agent the other day, and he's like, all right, man, like, with your look, I can only cast you as a supervillain or a pedophile. And I was like, I don't get it. Is the pedophile like the good guy? What kind of movie is this? It's like, can I read this script before I agree to anything? some cool pedophile. This is a rape joke, but I think it's funny. All right, let me try this out here. I feel like I'm at a music open mic. This next number is a rape joke. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, man. Fuck, now I'm ruining the joke. God damn it. Or let me try it anyway. So I had to get my girlfriend a Plan B pill. And I don't like the name Plan B pill. It's a dumb name. It kind of seems like the pill that Bill Cosby would use. It's like, oh, well, if consensual sex didn't work, I guess it's time for Plan B. All right. Honestly, this isn't my joke, but like the best rape joke I've ever heard in my whole life was at Brainwash. No, Store Club, like 2 years ago. Some drunk dude never did comedy, or doesn't like really do comedy, but just got drunk and decided to go up on stage. And he gets up, he's just like, hey, you guys ever like on an airplane and you think like, if this plane like crashes, like what girl you're gonna fuck? And then the punchline was, I mean, what's going to happen? You're going to get in trouble. That was super fucked up. And I just told him afterwards, like, dude, that was a really great joke. And he's like, what about all my other jokes? I'm just like, all right, dude, it's just a compliment. Let's see if I can think of one other joke to bring home here. Glad that Spain joke worked. Cool. Let me end on this. So, I think, it's been a year since Trump's been president, and I think he's served the country very well. And when I say served, I mean that in like a hip-hop dance competition kind of way. Like, all getting served very hard. All right, thank you guys so much. That was my time. Stop,
oh my God, Adam Pearlstein, blowing us away. Yeah, okay, good luck with your set. I wish you well. Okay, you know what? I had something I was gonna add, but I'm too busy doing, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Please give a warm welcome for Nicole Turley!
Yay, this is awesome. All right, there's more people in here. I'm really excited. I think I might pee my pants. No, I'm not going to do that. Little kids do that. Anyway, but so I finally did something that everybody from San... Well, not from San Francisco. I've been here 7 years, so that's kind of from San Francisco. I finally did the San Franciscan thing, something everybody in San Francisco eventually does at some time. I moved to the East Bay because I didn't want to pay $1,000 for one of those tents under the freeway. That's what they're going for now. Google's going to have a camp down there pretty soon. So I moved to Hayward, California. Woo! If you're not familiar with Hayward, it's where your meth comes from. Also where most of the Springer guests are from, you guys. My next door neighbor got in jail for trying to run over a boyfriend, if that paints a picture. I guess another good way I can describe Hayward is this billboard I saw for Hayward Honda. I was driving down the freeway and Honda was in little letters at the bottom of the billboard. But the three parts that really stuck out and described the town was like bad credit, no credit, Hayward. And that's it. Okay. I seem like a really friendly person, a really happy person, somebody that's not, but I'm actually really angry and violent inside. I mean, I probably fantasize, if not fantasize about killing someone, I probably fantasize about like, you know, hurting or torturing somebody at least once a day. I don't know, when I talk to people about these feelings, I find that a lot of people have these violence fantasies. And so I had this thought the other day, you know the movie The Purge? Clap if you remember that. It wasn't that good. It wasn't that great of a movie, but I like the concept, you know, just one night to just go all out and fuck shit up, you know? But I kind of think a different thing should happen. Like everyone gets one person. They can kill one person in their lifetime and get a pass. The total pass. But once that's done, they totally just can't go around killing people, you know? And like everybody... Everybody could have like a chip, you know, and once you kill your person, you lose that chip, okay? Okay, if that was the case, I would never, I would just wear that chip like around my neck and I would never, ever, ever use it. I would just, people would be in fear of me because anytime somebody pissed me off, anytime some guy dumped me, I would just like hold up that chip, you know? It's like, yeah, you could be my one person and I'd get away with it. Yeah, I look really nice, but inside I've got the thug life tattoo, you guys. Speaking of hate, I hate inspirational quotes. I think they're stupid. Oh, he's like, really? He must be stoned. I want to take what he's taken. I definitely do. No matter what, never stop being you. No matter what, never stop being you is an example. But what if you have like multiple personality disorder? I think that would be kind of confusing for someone. Or what if you're Jeffrey Dahmer? I'm sure he was being himself, you know? We don't know how that turned out. Okay. My least favorite is today is the first day of the rest of your life. You know, it just doesn't. It's been around forever. It was the first inspirational quote I ever saw, and I thought it was fucking stupid then. I think it's fucking stupid now. In fact, the only appropriate place for that quote is up the ass of the person saying it, I think. I don't know. All right. Okay. There's not enough time for that last part of that bit. Well, you guys, I will. Let's make Mutiny Radio great again. I'm Nicole Turley. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Guys, that was an act. I was running around talking at the back, so I didn't hear most of it, but I'm sure it was very good. I'm sorry. That's a dick thing to say. Are you guys ready for your next comic? His last name, to me, sounds like something you would call a Jewish person if you're trying to hurt their feelings. Stolowitz. He's like, he's a real Stolowitz, you know, because they're like thieving Jews. Okay, give it up for David Stolowitz!
No, it's not thievery. It's about love. That's what it comes down to in the end, you guys. I mean, here I am at Mutiny Radio, king of the liberal faggots, here to tell you it's all about love. I've been such a fool. I've been the biggest fool in the fucking Bay Area because I don't love. I don't forgive people. I hold shit over their head. I play judge. I play God. Who else would it be? Go figure. So, Alyssa, please forgive me. I am sorry that I was a misogynist. And I'm sorry you were hurt. It is about love. I mean, that's why we go to therapy, right? That's why we get medicine from doctors, why we spend our fortunes is in pursuit of love. That's why we love San Francisco. That is the joke.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What happened? Oh boy. I missed that joke, so I was just gonna throw in a quick joke. Hey. Do you guys recently I've been wondering a lot about sexism. I was wondering, do female mimes experience a glass ceiling? Or do they just pretend like one's there? That's a thinker for you. Are you guys ready for your next comic? Oh my God, yes you are. Please give a warm welcome to Hunter Udiak.
Yay! All right, guys, thank you so much for coming out. I'm wearing my work hat today. Everybody thinks it's a Make America Great hat again. So yeah, I've had to deal with like three people fucking yelling at me. I don't know, guys, I'm still gonna wear it. I got hat hair. I don't know. I talk about this a lot on stage. My dad's a meth addict, you know? It's weird, he's never done any drug ever before in his life. You know, and he went straight to meth. And they say, like, meth addiction is the finish line of all drug addiction. You know, which means I can't even respect my father because he cheated in the race. It sucks, guys. I can't even mention the word race around him. Why? He'll make his own starting line and finishing line, or as he likes to call it, one for each nostril. It sucks, guys. And I moved out of the house recently. You know, it's supposed to be good for my health, so I did. And I miss it. I miss living with a meth addict. I do. There are so many great things to live with. Like, one, the house is always fucking clean.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... really about it. Like, if you want a sunroof, you can get that fucking sunroof, you know? Oh, no. My dad spent 45 minutes vacuuming a bathroom mirror. Just think about that for a minute, vacuuming a bathroom mirror. He didn't use a regular vacuum. He works in construction. He got those heavy-duty construction vacuums. He used that fucking thing, all right? And I know I don't respect him as a meth addict because he didn't even do a line after that, off it after that. Yeah, he's doing it wrong, guys. I don't know. It's weird, though. It's weird. You guys hear this in the news? There was a serial killer caught in Tampa. All right, Tampa, Florida, and the lady, like, you know, they go up with the police report, and, you know, there's always a sign language interpreter. And the lady who was a sign language interpreter was a con artist, and she lied her way onto the job, and it was her first fucking day. She did not know sign language. She was literally doing the Macarena next to a fucking cop, and he's going, he killed seven people, you know? It's fucking crazy, dude. I don't know. Speaking of that, this might seem fucked up, but who cares? We're trying new shit. Is dabbing, like, the Tourette's of sign language? Yeah, cool. I don't know. What else do I got? I was walking down from Bart. I'm a bastard child, guys. I was born out of wedlock. You know, I was there for my parents' wedding. You know, I was 5 years old. I was the ring bearer. It was a beautiful moment in my life. You know, looking back on it now, I realize that's around the time my mom found out she was pregnant with my little brother. Yeah, I wasn't even a child. They got fucking married over. You know, that whole ring bearer thing, that was supposed to be a great honor. No, that was my first shitty temp job. Sucks, guys. I don't know. Weddings are fun, though. I got a big family. I go to a lot of them. You guys ever have that tradition called the money dance? Do you know what that is? No? All right. None of your family's experienced love. I like it. That's why we're all here. But what it is you walk up to the bride, you know, you present her with a certain amount of cash, and then you get to dance with her for a final farewell. And I think it's a great way to start off a lifelong commitment based on mutual trust, love, and respect for one another. You know, have all the guys at your bachelor party shower your wife with singles for a private dance. You know? It's weird, though. Last wedding I actually went to had that tradition. It was my friend's wedding. He was like 19 years when we got married. Yeah, stupid fucking decision. I don't have anything funny to say about that because it's just sad. But he got married, and like they had that tradition. And the worst part is they wouldn't even get fucking married at that place. I mean, I fucked that joke up. Yeah, he was 18, he couldn't drink, that's the point. Oh, no. Fucked up the tags, who cares, guys? It's all right. What else do I got about that? Forgot my fucking notebook, it's all right. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's about it. That's all I got right now, off the top of my head.
Oh, my Lord. Oh boy, just trying to fit in. Yeah, what do I have on the top of my head? Oh, you know, I wrote in my notebook recently. You guys know how some comics or some people with a dream, if you got a dream, you'll sometimes make a physical representation of an object you're working for. Like you'll go to like a Cadillac dealership every day, and like someday when I'm rich enough, I'll buy that Cadillac. Right? That's a thing people do. I saw it in a movie once. If it's not a thing people do, this concept. Whoo boy! Oh boy! So I don't do that with anything big. I just go to the grocery store and I dream of all the nice cheese I'll be able to buy someday. Whoa! Oh, I will be able to afford you cheddar. That is my Yeah, you snickered. I win, Arjun. If Arjun laughs, I win. That's how this works. Are you guys ready for your next comic? Oh, yay! Please give it up for Graham Gallen!
God, that was loud. You know that point where you're... The panic attack is not stopped yet, but the drugs haven't kicked in yet. Well, fuck you. Jesus. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's see. Oh. So, my mom's getting older. She has a lot of health problems. And I really want to get her a Fitbit, because it does this thing. It monitors your heart rate. And I want to set it up so it sends me an email when she finally dies. If I could tie that in with her 401k, then I could right away know what kind of a down payment I can give my coke dealer. Sorry. I just stared at Nicole for some reason. I guess the drugs are kicking in. It's nice at Mutiny we actually have women in the audience tonight. It means I can tell my favorite joke. I have this joke. It's a cunnilingus joke. It will change your life. Women have told me it is earth-shattering, but not just yet. My stuff, then your stuff. Oh, you've probably heard that before. Let's see. You guys ever work with your significant other? Any of you? Yes? Was it awful? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you share my pain. At one point, my ex-wife, I thought she was going to hire me for a job. Like, I was committed. I thought we were going to spend our lives together, working side by side. In the end, she did not hire me. She eliminated the job entirely. She got in those stirrups before I could say, wait, maybe it won't have autism. Oh, and that joke falls flat. It's so appropriate. Anyway, we had a fight later that week. I just realized I'm losing my voice. That's good. We had a fight later that week. She still wanted me to do certain things for her in the bedroom, like killing spiders. And I know what you're thinking. Like, if you can kill a fetus, you can kill a spider. But no. It turns out it's a really small portion of Roe v. Wade. It says if women have to make a choice that big and live with it, men can't wimp out about spiders. So now I support, like, equal rights, representation, all that. Because I just don't like spiders. Nothing. Oh, I'm doing great tonight. What else was I going to tell you about? Oh, some of you people... Try not to look at Nicole. Some of you people post, because I know you on Facebook, you post pictures of your pets, and I'm pretty sure you only love your pet as much as the rest of us like your photos. And I just think, in that case, it was a good choice not having a baby. Yeah. Where else is I going to go? Okay. Anyone else have a therapist? I know Nicole does. She talks about it. Yeah? No one else? My therapist has been telling me that when I'm depressed, there are 5 life-affirming things that I can do that will help. They're eating, sleeping, exercise, crying, and sex. And I wanted 2 that I could do at the same time and by myself. So crying and sex worked out pretty well. Well done, sir. All right. I know I promised you a cunnilingus joke, but I'm getting kind of tired. And we'll do it tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I promise. Give it up for your host, Ian Levy.
Okay, something was just brought to my attention. I just remember, one of my favorite things to do is flip off Arjun Banerjee. And I don't think this mic is, since I'm in control of this mic, we are not going to continue until every person in here flips off Arjun. Everyone, if you don't do it, the mic's not moving on. Every person in here, no, Arjun, put them down, just take it.
Arjun,
if you, there we go, we're done. That's enough. Okay, I feel happy, I feel good about myself. Oh boy, Arjun Banerjee, guys. Okay. Okay, guys. Are you ready for your next comic? Hey! Please give it up for Alisto Westerwald!
Oh my fucking god. This has been. I figured out why I come to Mutiny. I just like heckling you from the bathroom. Like, while I'm peeing, I just like being like, boo! Just make weird noises. Whatever it is, I have to heckle you when I'm on the toilet. I do it every time. It doesn't matter who's on stage. I've done it. I did it to Nicole. I've done it to Ian. I've done it. I honestly thought that Ian was trying to get you to suck his dick later is what I like with the flipping of each other off. You guys can't see this out there wherever the fuck you are. But they were just like flipping each other off. And it was like the gayest shit I've ever seen in a long time. I was like, are they going to suck each other's dicks? Like, what's happening right now? Because like if I could just hit on dudes by being like, sup, babe. Sup, just like middle finger and then kind of wink at them and then they give me the middle finger back and then they wink back and then I'm like, bam, I'm getting some D tonight. Like they're fucking is what I'm trying to say is these guys are fucking. Anyway, I hate men. I masturbate so well. I'm one of those people who actually thinks having sex with myself is better than wasting my time with any of you. Like I really do. It's crazy. It's like, it is crazy because recently I broke up with another guy. I break up with guys like every other day. I just break up. That's what I do. I'm just a breaker upper. I've never actually been in a relationship. I've just broken up with probably 125 people. I don't know how that works. Like I didn't know I was actually dating any of them, but, no, I broke up with this last guy because he called me a cunt. Right? He called me a cunt. And, my side piece told me that only I'm allowed to call myself that. Right, so I broke up with him, and he said, "Fine, go fuck yourself, you fucking cunt." So I went home, and I did, because I do everything men tell me to do. Like, I'm a feminist, but I don't really give a fuck, right? Like, I don't know how to feel about feminism, right? Like, I just don't know how to feel about it because all the men who hit me were just trying to calm me down, right? Like. Didn't work, you guys. I'm a ginger. Technically, they call me the ginger bitch, right? I don't fucking get it. I don't fucking get it. But I know I've been hit a few times, and I deserved it. Honestly, I was probably asking for it. I probably just told him, you know, just hit me, you pussy piece of shit. You fucking faggot. Come at me. Anyway, okay, so the whole thing with the faggot, somebody said it earlier. I booed them. Now, why did I boo them? Because I don't just unsolicited say the word faggot, okay? The times I say the word faggot are now, and... And when I'm out with my girlfriends and some asshole comes up to me, he says, "I'm gonna stalk you later, you fucking whore." And I'm like, "Okay, fine, but you're gonna have to fight it out with my other stalkers, you faggot." There's a bunch of dudes in my bush. One of them's gonna take you down. I got bigger, scarier stalkers, you mother. Anyway, and then my girlfriend looks at me and she says, "Oh, You can't say faggot, Alyssa. That might offend the gay people who could be around us right now." I'm like, okay, really? I can't say faggot because it might offend people who may or may not be here, right? Like, and also, like, the gay people that are made, like, they are here.
We'll be right back. to spend your life with. You don't have to waste your energy. We can just.
Of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, everybody. Listen to the Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to the Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory. Auditory Mind Control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So then all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey.
Well, hello, boys and girls. You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers would use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that gets you up to the front in all the right places. It's cannabis energy. It seems the faster you go, the more...